Welcome back to the second hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 410, 48 degrees on this Tuesday, April 1st, 2025. And like every Tuesday, we bring in our friend Tommy Marquez, Navy veteran. He was a senior staffer in Congress for many years. Now he brings us up to date on those earned benefits you have from your military service. Tommy, how are you?
Good, Rob. How are you?
Good. There's a lot of background noise. Can you?
There you go. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now. All good.
Hey, sorry about that.
No problem.
Hey, I wanted to go over a couple of things and let everybody know, and I apologize. I had to go outside to get a signal today. I'm not sure what's going on. But first and foremost, I always try to give a benefit for veterans, and it's important with this benefit. Can I explain this? And then I want to talk a little bit about the VA and some of the things that are happening in Congress and the Senate specifically. But real quick, if you're a veteran and you're in the VA healthcare system, now the key to this is that you have to already be enrolled in the VA healthcare system. And you go to an emergency room, and I just had this happen to me. If you let them know at the emergency room with the billing department, they will contact the VA. And in many cases, the VA will cover your emergency care, even if it's not at a VA facility. Now, you could go online to va.gov/health benefits to get more information on this. And I've done, I don't know, maybe 20 or 30 videos. And I tell the story of a couple of different times when I had veterans who actually, they had quite a large bill. It was over $140,000. And I was able to help them clear it up when I was working in Congress. Somebody had to be life-flighted. Due to a skiing accident out in Mammoth. But I've done videos on that explaining it in more detail, and you can always go on my social media and check those out. But everything is available at va.gov/health benefits. If you need the number, I'll go ahead and give it to you also. It's 1-877-222-VETS-8387. And there's lots of resources on the VA's website. I do think it's going to get better. The website's not as up-to-date as any other kind of like Kaiser Permanente or Blue Cross Blue Shield website with explaining this information. But emergency room care is covered for bona fide emergencies for veterans who are enrolled in VA healthcare. Now, the thing I want to talk to you about, Rob, did you see that the senator from Arizona, brand new senator, freshman, Senator Ruben Gallego, who is a Marine Corps veteran, he served 4 years in the Marine Corps, was an officer. So I still count that service. He served in Iraq honorably. And he is saying that he's going to block all the nominees that are coming for the VA through the Senate confirmation process. He's going to totally block them. And my concern about this is really simple. Right now we only have two people of the 13 slots available appointed for VA. Now, he's upset that veterans, VA employees are being let go, missing the whole fact that the VA has ramped up to numbers that it's never had before, and it's more inefficient now than it's ever been. Okay, also, that there's no longer two major wars going on, and we don't have the enrollment that we used to have with VA necessary. But regardless of that, if he's upset with the VA and the process that's going on with the president in nominating people, it's not the appropriate, in my mind, it's not the appropriate vehicle or tool to use by blocking those nominees to help give veterans care. If your goal is to give veterans better health care, wouldn't you want people in those positions? Wouldn't you want those spots filled so that they could be going out there and doing it? Because what happens is we have to have somebody else in the VA take over those positions. Those people are now in an acting role. They don't have the same power somebody who's appointed, and now they're being taken away from their job. So if you're concerned that, you know, there's a shortage of employees, that somehow that's going to negatively affect VA care, then why would you short it more employees? It just doesn't make sense. And I respect that he has the ability to do this part of the process, and he's not going to put a stop to it. The appointees are going to go through. He's just going to slowly make the process slower, which just doesn't make sense to me. But also, when we're talking about, you know, the employees at the VA, and I know we've heard this whole conversation, we've had it in the past, Rob, about, you know, that some of those people are veterans and they're firing 80,000 people. You know, I want people to understand this. We need to return the VA back to the veterans. It's not there for employees. It's not a jobs program for veterans. It's there for the veterans who need the care. So if we focus more on that and that process, getting people there hired who care about the veterans and less on their employment opportunities and what's in it for them and that they can't be fired, I think we'll have a much better VA.
No doubt. No doubt. And it's unfortunate, you know, for this senator, and again, within his rules to do it, but does it defeat the purpose that he's bringing up? And I think that's more to the point what you're saying here. So you mean to tell me I'm pissed off because you're laying off all these thousands of workers in this bureaucratic system. I'm going to prevent you the leadership that should make, you know, fundamental changes to make this better for our veterans.
It just doesn't make sense, Rob. And it seems like they're throwing their sucker in the dirt. And this guy is a Marine Corps veteran, and he's going to wrap himself around the flag. And that's fine. I actually seen some of his stuff, and I think he's, you know, actually going to do a pretty good job. But he's a freshman, and this is the measure that they want to take. They're not stopping these confirmations. They're just slowing it down. And I just don't see that that's the remedy to this process. The VA is broken. No one out there argues that. So letting people who were not the best employees go, you know, I think that's a good start.
No doubt. And stop the misinformation out there about it. You know, we've talked about it here in our area with our governor, you know, talking about misleading people to think that there's critical nurses on the front lines being let go by the VA when that's just simply not the case. This fear-mongering, and we see it with, it's always Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and our veterans. But, you know, when there's a stalemate in Congress, and you know this better than I do because you've worked there during these, you know, when there's a threat of a government shutdown, when there's a threat of not signing the continuing resolution, it's always checks aren't going to go out to the disabled veterans. No, it's not we're going to furlough 3,000 clerical workers at the VA. We're not going to send checks to our disabled veterans is the one they go with.
Yeah, they always lead with that. It's total, again, it's a total lie. And also, on those things, you know, if he feels so strongly about it, why doesn't he go to a VA facility and talk to some of the employees, and more importantly, the customers that are there, and ask them if they think this is the best mechanism? Because I don't know any one at this point who's, you know, with a VA that's a veteran, that's Republican or Democrat. And I have a lot of Democrat friends who's saying, like, hey, the best thing to do is not let anybody get confirmed. I have not heard that yet. Not me.
Yeah, and we both know, and I think my listeners know this by listening to me, if there were floor nurses out there that were giving care to our veterans that were laid off, there is no doubt that MSNBC, the Associated Press, CNN, or Reuters would have a roundtable discussion with 8 or 9 of these laid off nurses telling us their stories on how they're not able to care for veterans because they were laid off. The mere fact they're not doing that just shows that it didn't happen, that it's just untrue.
So, yeah. But they try, and they mislead, and, you know, they don't look at any of the rules. And, hey, by the way, if nurses were being laid off and veterans weren't getting the care that they have, I would be, regardless of party, I would be right there with them saying, hey, no, this isn't right.
Yep. No doubt. And, you know, for someone who has a nurse in the family who is in the process of relocating right now, there are just normal jobs in the VA. They're still hiring nurses. They're still collecting people. There's no mass layoffs where they're looking to freeze these nurses coming there. They're hiring just like everybody else. And it was one of the options. It just wasn't in her field because she's a pediatric psychiatric nurse, which really doesn't fall into the VA kind of cumulus of care that they need.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for your family service. Thank you so much, Rob. You guys are a great American family.
I appreciate that. I saw that SecDef was at the Naval Academy today. That was good to see. He actually flew from the Pentagon to the Naval Academy and was there for the day. The downside of that is they locked down the Naval Academy today, so there was no visitors. So if you were down there, you couldn't get on or off.
That's always the problem, right? You don't want them there almost then you can't get anything done.
Tommy, if my listeners want to follow you and your work, because you do great stuff day in and day out, you only join us once a week, where can they follow you?
You can always follow me on social media at Tommy Marquez Consulting, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. I'm on every platform.
All right, Tommy, I appreciate it as always. You be well, my friend. We'll speak to you next week.
Hey, thanks, Rob.
Thank you. It's 421 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.